Do you know what time it is? Do you know what time it is?
It's another podcast. It's another podcast.
Joe and Micah. Joe and Micah. It's another podcast.
This is another podcast, and I'm your host, Joe Feldman.
And I'm Micah Sternberg.
We're back after a little hiatus.
Small one.
A tiny Christmas Hanukkah hiatus.
But we're back now, and that's the important thing.
And we're back with a comedy duo. They have rhyming names and their best friends, Sarah Ashley and Derek Katz, The Era.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Welcome.
You guys want to introduce yourselves so our listeners can get familiar with each of your voices?
Sure. I'm Sarah Ashley.
And where are you from, Sarah?
I'm from Minnetonka, Minnesota.
I'm Derek Katz, and I'm, you know, from Deerfield, which is a suburb of this great city we're in right now.
Chicago.
Windy City.
And together you're...
The Era.
We can always get people to do that.
Yeah. Which, okay, someone at I call Sarah Sash, because she has two first names, but someone at your office said they saw someone at Zany's.
Oh, yeah. This woman I work with was like, oh, Sarah, I went to see a stand-up at Zany's last night, and part of their act, they said they were at a bar, and they met a girl, two girls, and they were like, I'm Sarah, and I'm Tara, and we're the Era. And
no.
I was like, first of all, it's Dara. Second of all, who was that? So I have no idea who it was, but we're part of someone's stand-up act.
And I'm like really embarrassed.
It's probably like,
do you guys do that a lot when you make friends at a bar? Do you do that thing for people?
I always like roll my eyes a little if I have to do it, so they know I know it's like weird, but I'm embarrassed that that guy uses that.
Well,
and I
obviously,
hate him.
It was a guy. Catchy. Yeah, she said it was a guy stand-up, but she forgot his name.
I just want to know how many laughs he got and like, you know, if he keeps it in his arsenal.
Well, you guys should start going to Zany's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burn in the improv scene.
Yeah.
You two are comedians and best friends.
Comedians.
What is the origin of your best friendship?
Well, we both went to University of Michigan, Go Blue, and we both auditioned for the team there called Wits End, which was the long-form team there, and we were the only people that made it, and we were the only girls as freshmen, and I think because we're both girls, we just, like, didn't like each other, kind of.
I don't think we understood each other. I did not understand your comedy, and I don't, like, we were on the same improv team, but didn't know each other going into it, and the joke on the team from, like, the upperclassmen was just, oh, you guys are both freshmen, you are both girls, your names rhyme, you have to be friends, right? And that was, like, an ongoing joke, and it was kind of like, well, we're not really, because we don't hang out ever.
How long did you resist friendship for?
Well, I don't think it was resisting. Like, sometimes we'd have to, like, walk together for a while, and, like, our convos were just weird.
Yeah.
And forced.
Like, we got along just fine. But
you were bitter rivals.
But I had a whole journal, and it just, like, had everything I hated about Sarah in it.
And I just kept lists on my walls about what I didn't like about Tara.
Yeah, but then, like, one summer, I went to this, like, I lived in the woods, like, Thoreau style, and...
It's
it was like
NELP, New NELP. England Literature
Guys,
Program.
I know people that have NELP.
You know NELP?
Yeah, I'm from Michigan. I know people.
Oh yeah,
that do
you
NELP.
Are from Michigan.
Really?
Yeah. Go Blue.
Totally Go Blue.
Okay, that's exciting for me. But yeah, so you don't have phones or whatever, like computers, for 6.5 weeks. So then when I came home, I called her.
And did you call her like asking her out on like a lady date?
I was like, hey, this happened to me. How are you? Like, how's your summer? Cool. And then we were friends.
Yeah. Yeah, that it just kind of clicked. And I was like, okay, we're cool now. Like, I get you now.
Sarah, when that call came, how did you feel?
I was excited because Dara had written me a letter from NELP on a typewriter. And it's one of the funniest letters I've ever gotten. Not that people get letters very often, but I thought it was so funny. And I was honored that she would write me a letter, and I was like, oh cool, we're like at that point where she goes away for a while and she'll write me a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, we were just like super good friends, and then we were running we were like in charge of the improv group by that point, like the following school year, so we had to like run it together. I think that brought us a lot closer too.
Yeah. there staring at each other.
Is that a really boring story?
No.
I mean, who writes a letter anymore?
On a typewriter.
So tell us about your like summers living in as Thoreau.
It was one summers for 6.5 weeks.
What's NELP?
New England like Literature Program.
Oh, that's
it's
what
a
it is.
Michigan Go Blue program. You get like 8 English credits, and I was an English major. And you just like live in the woods. You read a lot of like New England literature. So you read like Thoreau and Emerson and like
you journal
Dickinson.
And you journal write people letters.
Yeah.
And
yeah. You just like find yourself.
And you did.
Yeah. And I got real tan.
Sarah, what did you do for that summer?
I think that summer I was working at a restaurant in Minnetonka called Champs. Mm-hmm. It's like
and
a bar
the
and grill.
Film festival.
Hey, isn't Champs a chain?
Oh, that's right.
There's a Champs in Michigan.
Yeah.
And in Champs Buffalo Grove.
And
Sports Grill?
Yeah.
Sports Grill?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Champs with 2 peas?
With like fake chicken
in the
salad.
Yeah, with 2 peas.
Yeah, they got one on the burp stop by me. Too.
Yep. I worked there in Minnetonka. And you're right. I did. I worked as like a stage manager at the Minnesota Fringe Festival that year.
Cool.
It was so much more boring than I thought it was going
to
be.
So Dara went to the woods to live deliberately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you were at a Champs. And running the Fringe Festival.
Oh, man.
I just wanted to throw a line in there. Cool. And then
hey,
she has ran. What's the name of the improv group at U of M?
Wits End.
There's more than one?
What?
There's more than one group at U of M?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's Wits End.
Which is the long form
which
group.
Which is the long.
Right.
Yeah, it's the newest and worst group because there was Comco, which was like the oldest and best group
is what they call
what
themselves.
Do they do
they did like short
they call themselves
stuff.
Comco's the oldest and best group
yeah so
so they
we,
do short form stuff
yeah they yeah. did short form improv
okay
was this at like the Improv Inferno
yeah
but that closed down like 2 years into our being there
yeah but fire. we performed there a couple times our freshman year which was really fun
cool.
And they had to let us in even though it was 21 and over, but we were.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
But
that
the
always
talent
gave me anxiety.
Was young. That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
We sucked, though. Like, we were
oh,
bad.
My God. That was, like, the first time I'd really done improv. I can't believe I made the team. I remember the first rehearsal. I was like, what do I say? I don't know what I'm doing.
There was a kid on the team that he, like, never showed up. And I'd run into him at, like, AE Pi parties. And he was like, Dara, you know I got you onto the team, right? And I was like, oh, cool. And I was thought I should be, like, indebted to him.
At that AE Pi party?
Yeah.
I went to an AE Pi party for Hash Bash when I was, like, for sure not even in high school.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, where?
At U of M.
Oh.
Because my friend's older brother was in the frat, and she's like, it'll be so cool.
For Hash Bash?
So for Hash Bash. So inappropriate.
It must have been so tiny.
Yeah. It was like even pre-back brace days.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. You had a back brace?
For sure. Scoliosis?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I wore a back brace in 8th grade and 9th grade. It was so embarrassing.
Was it traumatizing or was it chill?
I was like excited to have it in that way that you get excited to get glasses and braces and then you get them.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, this is horrible.
God, I have to have someone fasten me into this before
oh
I go to school.
Do you have to, was your clothes choices?
It was, like, the whole thing was, I mean, like, it's really amazing that I got out of this situation alive. It's horrible. But I think I embraced it and I thought it was cool.
You embraced?
I embraced my brace. I also had my back brace while I had braces and glasses.
Oy vey.
I know.
It made you the person you are today, though.
Were you still, like, were you really liked and was everyone nice to you? Or, like, did it affect
anything?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. No, no. I think it's just, like, in retrospect, when I think about it, I'm like, that's a bummer. I remember, like, we had this thing called a Shabbaton at Jewish day school where you go away for the weekend. You go to this Camp Tamarack in Michigan for the weekend. And, like, you know it? Yeah. And everyone was playing in the snow one day. They were having, like, a snowball fight, and I had to ask the music teacher to unfasten my back.
Oh, my God.
So I could go play outside.
Oh, sweet little Joe asking someone to unfasten
the worst was that by the time she, like, unfastened me and I was in my snowsuit, I went outside, and everyone was, like, done over it.
No.
Going to get hot chocolate. And I was like, can you put me back in my back brace?
What would you do if you're the teacher? The cutest, tiniest little girl in the class comes up to you and she's like, teacher, all the kids are having a snowball fight and I want to participate.
Teacher?
Just like, oh, I shouldn't, but gotta let a kid be a kid.
Oh, my my gosh, you sweet little thing.
We all have our things.
Yeah.
I think
that stuff makes you cooler now, though.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
I had braces and I had headgear.
You had headgear? Yeah.
Did you have to wear it?
No. But like when I first got it, I was like, I gotta wear it every night. And then like I had to sleep over at my friend's place, and I was like, guys, I gotta wear this. And I like had it in, and then this like older sister walked on stage. She's like, what? And I was just like, no.
Did you have a crush on her?
No, but it was just like, she's older, that was enough.
Yeah, that's true.
She had boobs.
Yeah, she's like in college and stuff.
Oh,
it was so
shit.
Embarrassing. And then I like.
Did you guys have a? Oh, I'm sorry, Micah.
I didn't wear it around people after that. Or really, like.
At least
ever.
You didn't have you to wear it at school. Like, it's so horrible.
Oh, I did back then.
Now his teeth are perfect.
Perfect.
Did you guys have any of those traumatic middle school?
I had braces, but yeah. That was just braces.
Everyone.
I think.
Had
yeah,
everyone
everybody
has them at
went
the time.
Through that.
It's not so phase. Bad.
Yeah. I had braces for like a lot of years.
How long did you have them?
6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, and 9th grade.
Shit. Yeah, that's a long
I
time.
I had 6th, 7th, and 8th, but not 9th.
I think when you get them that young, you just have to have them on longer.
Yeah.
But can't we all just remember that sweet satisfaction when you get them off and you're
like, so funny.
And you're suddenly a woman and everything's great in the world.
Yeah, for sure. I remember, this is so stupid, but I was, like, trying to offset my back brace the first day of high school for pictures by, like, trying to accessorize really cool.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I'll look so awesome in my yearbook if I make a necklace out of paper clips. And that was, I thought a really good adopted look. I was rough.
There's a lot of paper clip jewelry out there that, like, whenever I see it, I'm like, hey, that's cool, but like in my head, like I have to say it's cool because I need to comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
But like
you can't ignore it. You just can't ignore it.
Ignore it.
It's not cool in your
heart. I think having braces, like I forgot how to smile because I remember going to school picture day with braces, the first time and being like, I can't, like I don't want to show them off, but I have an open tooth smile.
Right, you can't like, smile like that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna not show them. But
I still haven't figured out.
So then my smile just.
Years.
Like turned into a weird like it looked like I was wincing in pain in a lot of my middle school pictures.
Did you like color rubber bands because you thought
oh yeah oh yeah.
Yeah, I had Chippewa colors, which was a camp in Eagle River.
So what are those colors?
Red and white.
No, white is the worst.
Yep, got them.
White is the worst.
Yeah, people had clear braces color. But you can clearly see them.
Clear braces are pretty, that's rough because it just looks like you have stuff on your teeth.
Yeah. Like just get braces.
Just get normal braces.
Just accessorize with those huge metal pieces glued to your teeth and have cool rubber bands.
I think I did like Spirit Week colors, and then I had a friend that was like, Joe, braces aren't cool, so don't try to make them look cool. She's still my best friend. She's always right.
Wait, well, I have a question.
Honest. It sounds like she's being honest.
Was your brace over your clothes or under?
That's a good question. It was, I wore it under my clothes, but over a tube, which was like this big stretchy fabric that I would put on that was like, I would put it on and it would go like to my, probably to like my thighs and then like right above, I think I would like put it like right above my chest and then I'd put on the back brace and then I would roll it over the back brace so that the plastic was covered, and then I had to wash the tubes all the time. And I remember once I washed them with like something red, and all of my tubes were pink.
Oh my gosh!
That's so cute, stupid. Though, right? And I remember I also like sometimes I got to the point where I was like really a rebel, and I would take it off when I got to school and try to like jam it in my locker. But it was so big; it was this big plastic thing.
So how long did you have to wear it, and then did you stop wearing it when your back was
no? My back
cured?
Never got like, better. The doctor was like, "Well, this was clearly a wash." It just never got better.
So you're still...
I still have a curved spine.
Crooked like a question mark.
It's like S-shaped. What?
My spine's crooked like a question mark.
It is. My spine is crooked like
God.
A question mark.
Oh, my God.
But you know, you guys, like, you just carry on.
Yeah.
It's really not a big deal. I feel like there's for sure problems people have that are so
do
much
your parents,
worse.
Are they like, Joe, like, how's your back? Like, are they...
Honestly,
worried about
they
it
don't
lot?
Ask me ever anymore, which is shocking, because it was, like, a huge part of
Does
my life.
Hurt?
Right.
Sometimes, but like yoga helps. I do a lot of yoga.
Oh, I just started yoga.
Yoga's fun.
I love it.
Do you do hot yoga?
I have not yet, but I want to. Dara's done hot yoga.
Don't do
yeah,
hot
I've
yoga.
Done hot yoga.
No, but why?
Yeah. Well, A, you sweat a lot.
Yeah.
And B, well, that's like A and B. And then C is it like tricks you into thinking you're more flexible than you are.
Right.
For sure.
So you can like hurt your body. But I don't think that would ever happen.
But you
to
sweat
me.
So much,
and
you
I got
feel
the inside
so
tip on the hot yoga.
Yeah,
do you, Micah?
Yep.
What do you mean?
I just had the inside tip, and I know someone who's a yoga instructor.
Okay,
all right.
She says that hot yoga is for the people who like feel like they like in like drink or smoke or indulge too much, and they need to like
get out their.
They
toxins.
Need to like detox or like purify.
It does feel like that. Yeah. I worked for like
the ground a hot right. yoga class. Bunch of dirty people.
That's not.
Aren't we
true.
All kind of dirty?
Yes, we are.
I almost fainted at a hot yoga class one time.
Oh yeah, I bet that happens.
Yeah, sometimes I just go in and I just like lay there and sweat.
It's just like a really cheap gym.
And I just like tell myself like I don't care what people think.
And
of
you're
me,
just like I'm so flexible.
Yeah,
I'm just laying here.
It tricks me, man.
Such a good workout to just lie on a rug and sweat for
yeah.
an hour.
I lost like 3 pounds of sweat.
Yuck.
Hey. Back to U of M, you guys did improv with, I think, a lot of people that do improv here now, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the Daniel Strausses.
Yeah, were these Danny the guys?
Daniel Strausses.
Jeff Murdochs.
Great Jeff,
Jeff Murdochs. The John Hartmans.
John Hartmans.
These what? Are the guys looking.
I want to talk about
who,
John
like,
Hartman.
Who were on the team when you guys made the team?
Yes.
Yes. John Hartman was leading it.
Wait, was Murdoch seriously. The guy at that party who never showed up? And
No, that's a different kid. No.
What became, oh, no, what no. became of the guy from AE Pie that you
He's
owe?
A great kid. He is... I Facebook him.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Like,
is it... It's Darren Criss from Glee,
It's Darren.
Isn't it?
It's yeah. totally Darren.
I want to talk about that, too. But, Sarah, you told me a really funny story a couple years ago about John Hartman, who coached you guys for a little bit, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he coaches my two-person team, and we all share a love of John Hartman, and you told me that in the beginning you and Dara both fought over who you thought he had a crush on.
We just, like, didn't know that he was gay.
We had no idea.
And so we were in awe of his talent, and I think that was just, we were just so enamored with him.
Yeah.
And just didn't, I don't know. Like, we started the Facebook like page or group. There's like the John Hartman fan club, and we were the only people in it.
Oh my god, is that still existing? I'll join.
I don't know.
Whoa. I think they got rid of groups or
oh,
like,
yeah, because yeah. that was like way long ago when yeah. we started.
And that was
it.
In the picture was from us in the Inferno.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Well, I think you guys should be embarrassed because you're the only two college girls ever who fell for an older, talented gay actor.
Oh, yeah.
No, we weren't like, we didn't like,
we weren't in love with
we
him.
We just actually both didn't know he was gay.
Yeah.
And then when Michaela Bierma, who used to live here, she's like, he's gay. And we're like, ha, what?
Like,
we had no
idea. Like, no, I found out because it was Pride Week at Michigan, and John was telling some story about some insensitive comment that somebody made, and he was like, and then he looked over at me, and he was like, I'm gay, by the way, and then, like, kept telling the story. And I just, like, couldn't follow the rest of the story. Not, I just didn't know. And I was like, what? How did I not know that? And then I was just, like, upset that I didn't know it. But then immediately was fine because he made me laugh in rehearsal. Yeah.
He's pretty talented.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's mm-hmm. so talented. He helped us with our Sketchfest show that we just did. He, like,
oh, yeah.
coached some of that.
So how was your show?
It was great. It was super fun.
Is this the first time you guys did sketch, or have you been doing it?
Yeah,
together
yeah.
a lot.
Well, we do like videos, but those are improvised.
Mm-hmm.
But the sketches were fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. I was really proud of us.
Yeah, it was really cool.
How is writing together for the first time?
We don't
time?
Like write.
Oh.
What do you do?
A lot of it is stuff we like from scenes that we'll like repurpose.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, I guess our writing process is just like doing it and like mm-hmm. changing it, talking
yeah,
about
yeah.
it as we're doing it.
So your Sketchfest show was, like, you remounting improv scenes you've done that have been successful and, like, hitting those beats. You never put anything on paper.
There was one scene that required... Yes, I mean, we'll hit specific beats in some scenes, but there were a couple scenes that we had to know, like, I say this, then you say that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to end on that line. So for that, we write it down, I guess, but we never sit down at a computer and type out a scene. It's always doing it and then finding it from there.
I feel like that's how I am, too. That's easy. Some people, everyone has a different way of writing sketch, but, like, I've never been the type that can sit by myself and write something for more than, like, I feel weird writing for someone else. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a big problem. I'm like, I don't know what they would say. They should tell me what they're going to say. Yeah. Let's just do improv and not work on this.
Yeah, I'd say, like...
almost every writer in the world writes for other people.
I know. I think it's that I carry it. It's just a deep-rooted guilt of being like, I shouldn't speak for someone else. That's not polite.
That's not me.
It's not me.
You're a great writer.
You're very funny, girl.
Thanks, Micah. Thanks, girls.
Do you have any short stories?
You guys see that Bench Co. show she was in?
All right.
It's a killer.
Did you kill someone?
She was star of the show.
No.
Sorry to the other people who were in it, but she was.
I'm sure they all listened to this.
Cool. So did we finish you guys up at U of M yet? And then you guys just moved here when you graduated?
Yeah. We just moved. Well, I don't know if you convinced me to move here, but I was going to move to LA for the longest time. That was just what I was going to do when I graduated. Because I was a theater major and thought I was like, oh, I'll just go and be in a movie or something. Cool. And then improv was always way more fun than my theater classes, even though Darren Criss was in my theater class.
Darren Criss from Glee.
Glee's now Broadway.
The guy from Glee was at your college with you guys?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Which guy?
Blaine. He plays Blaine on Glee. And
super
now
hot gay dude.
Yeah.
He's not gay.
But super in real hot life. Gay dude on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super hot straight dude in real life.
Yeah.
Is he as hot in real life?
He's adorable.
Yeah.
He's really adorable.
That's not what she asked.
He told us to tell you guys, hey.
Yeah, oh my God, he's on the phone right now.
Was that like, it was like for both of us, or was it like for one of us? Or like,
he says, tell Micah, especially, I say hi. And if Joe is there, I guess, say hi to her too.
Cool, yeah. Well, he clearly hasn't opened those letters I wrote. But, so Darren Criss was in your theater classes, but it wasn't fun.
He didn't do improv?
No, he didn't do improv. I just really loved improv. I had so much fun at those rehearsals, and even if I was having a horrible day when I would go, I would have the best time. So then I realized that Dara was moving to going back to Chicago, and everyone that we knew was in Chicago doing really fun improv, and I said, why would I go to LA? That's so stupid. So I moved here.
Awesome.
Yeah. And we started IO classes together.
Right when you moved?
Yeah.
No. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you were here, but the week I moved here.
Wait, and I was like, ugh, and like finally we started, but I'm glad we started when we did.
My best friend Mallory waited for me.
How
I think
cute.
That's ultimate friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to go through with a buddy.
Did you guys take level one together?
Actually, no.
Oh, no, you're right, we didn't.
I like couldn't get into the class that I tried to, so I had to like, I don't know how, I had it on a Friday during work. So, like, I always was like, okay, I gotta go. And then just, like, I don't know.
I have to go to improv.
And
you sign up, like, I'll be able to sneak out 8 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
She did.
And I didn't want them to know that I did any performing. So, like, that was, like, a really weird aspect of my life. Like, that secrecy, like, the whole time I worked there was just,
why
like,
didn't you want them to know?
I have mental problems.
Where
I
was
know.
It? Where was
I was
it?
At this, like, real estate company.
Oh, okay.
And,
oh, so you
yeah, they're like, so
leave,
what are you doing tonight? I was like, I don't know. Like, what are happening?
I'm not doing improv. That's
not
something
improv.
I'm not doing.
That's for sure. What? Were you ashamed?
I don't know. I think we had, like, some videos online, and I don't want them to find those.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Which is, like, when I got my new job, that was, like, the first thing I showed them, so that they just, like,
knew.
Got, yeah. Like,
what's your new job?
Fire me for, like, it's at a website.
You work at a website?
You go into a website?
Oh, yeah, a website. Yeah, I know what those are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Cool. You want to say the website?
Can I give it a plug?
Sure.
Do you want to say it?
You don't have to say it.
I'll talk about my job
if you don't want to talk about yours.
It's Pornhub.
Pornhub.com.
Yeah, it's this really cool website. It's just a hub for porn.
You know YouTube, right? It's like that, but for porn.
Yeah. Sarah, what do you do?
I work at an auction house.
Are you an auctioneer?
No, I'm not an auctioneer. I don't want to be an auctioneer.
I've had to weirdly be an auctioneer, kind of.
What? Yeah.
The real estate place, we like started doing auctions, and
they're like,
Dara, okay, you got to like be in the audience and like pump people up, and I didn't know what I just had to be like, okay, 30, 30, or like whatever it was,
yeah.
But and like I just remember my boss being like, come on, more. Get more theatrical. And, like, I just, like, couldn't do it. It was really freaky. And my boyfriend was there because he was in town. And, like, he came to the auction. And, like, he was watching me do this. And it was just really weird.
That is so funny. That is so funny.
Is that against the law?
What?
To be an auction. Like a
fake auction? I wasn't the guy at the, on the stage. I wasn't, like, doing the hammer thing.
Yeah, but you
I
was, actually, like, you looking do have at to be people, licensed.
I was like, if... Someone you were like one of the like, okay, yeah. 1 million. I don't know. I don't even remember what.
So your job would be like, what? How much?
We got someone. We got someone.
You were the clarifier.
And I needed to be like kind of coax people into like bidding on shit. But like I couldn't do that. That's which is cool. Not how your auctions go, right?
Ours aren't insane, no, because people have paddles, and some people don't
very
want.
Polite system.
Yeah, it's very polite. And some people don't want you to see them bidding, so like they'll sit in the front row and just like lightly.
What
not?
Okay, so why? What's that situation?
If someone is...
I got a theory.
I'd like to hear Micah's theory.
Sure.
Anytime there's kind of collection... Collectibles all have their own little subcultures.
Sure, for
it's
sure.
True.
It's very
it's so
competitive.
True.
So those people want to keep it secret. Because they all know each other. If they're like the Coke bottle collector or yeah. like this specific kind of car collector, all those people know each other.
Yeah, and I think if people are dealers... Or they'll resell stuff. For some reason, they want to keep it on the DL. Hmm. I don't know. People are just mysterious.
So many secrets out there, you guys.
Yeah.
I want it all out in the open.
Well, what's weird, too, is
so
like...
So we started this podcast.
Some people will come in, and they're like, don't tell my husband I'm here bidding on this.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, well, okay. I don't know.
Do you know who their spouses are a lot?
Not always, no. It's just
say that to you.
Okay. All right. No, it's just funny. Like people.
If you see me with a man later, don't tell him I bid on anything.
So weird.
Like, and I wouldn't have said anything, but now I feel like I'm going to because you told me not to.
Right now, you know they weren't supposed to. So, what kind of stuff do they sell?
We sell furniture and decorative articles and artwork and jewelry and.
Do you ever
books.
Get first dibs on cool stuff?
No, because I would still have to buy it. I can't
like really
afford really anything.
It's like really high-end expensive
stuff. Is it like
stuff.
Sotheby's?
Yes. Oh. We used to be owned by Sotheby's. So,
don't you want to call it Sotheby's and you feel weird saying Sotheby's?
Sotheby's.
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 I have been saying Sotheby's.
That's so embarrassing. Oh my God, Micah.
Dang it.
We're going to have to edit that part out if we want anyone to hire Micah for anything.
Yikes.
No one
say
will.
Goodbye to your career at Sotheby's.
Sotheby's?
Isn't it spelled that way?
No.
No.
Oh.
It's no
but,
R.
But you know the reason why you wanted to keep saying it?
Why?
That's the same reason why I was saying it.
I know. That's true.
I just burped. Did this pick it up?
No.
Cool.
You're good. So there's this, this is like super unrelated, but there's this dog park in Chicago called Wrigley Field. And I used to have a roommate that had a dog, and I would always talk to like one of my best dude friends from home, and I'd be like, I'm taking Bernie to Wrigley Field. And he'd be like, that's cool, that's cool. And I'd be like, hey, when you come visit, we'll take Bernie to Wrigley Field. And he's like, great. And then he came and we went, and he was like, oh, you literally meant a dog park called Wrigley Field.
Oh,
and I was like, what
God.
Did you think I meant? And he was like, I thought you just didn't know what Wrigley Field was called.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, you were going to let me live that way?
You were going to let me live in Chicago and not pronounce Wrigley Field, right?
It's called Wrigley Field.
You
want
to go watch the Cubs at Wrigley Field?
This kid I like went to high school with, his last name's Feld, and his dog's name was Wrigley Feld, and that always killed me.
That's pretty. I like that. That's funny.
That's the kind of stuff that, like,
gets you.
Yeah. Makes me happy.
Like on Arrested Development, the lawyer, Bob Lob.
Yeah.
Bob Lob, Lob, Lob.
Bob Lob, 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 Lob. Bob Lob, 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 Lob.
That's so good. All right, so fast forward. You guys are in Chicago.
Wait, I need to back up.
Hello.
What?
Did you guys do the era at U of M, or when you did you wait? You started doing it when you moved here?
What? One time, and you called it the era?
Yeah, and I made, like, all these weird posters.
Those posters are the funniest thing I've ever seen, and we will never have a better poster.
Thank you.
What were they?
They were just, like, really shitty Photoshop of
our faces
on, like, iconic stuff, but, like, really badly done.
The funniest one is this, like, Siegfried and Roy one where there's hairy chests and, like, our faces are cut out so perfectly into like Siegfried and Roy, and there's like a tiger in between us, and it was just
the
funniest thing.
Was it after the accident? The tiger
It might have been, which is kind of poor
poor taste, but also very cutting edge.
Yeah, like, yeah. we question news.
That's cool. That's what improv is about, making people think.
Yeah, well, questioning.
We take the news, we're like,
what is news?
What of it?
Yeah.
You guys should give us those pictures, and we'll put them on our podcast page when we promote
I have them.
Episode.
They're on Facebook, I think.
Okay. They must be on the Era page. On Facebook, you can find the Era on Facebook.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page.
I think I'm a fan of it.
Definitely a fan. I like your videos.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, so you did it one time in college. What was the context for that show?
We actually did half plan, like sketchy stuff. Like, we planned out a couple sketches and rehearsed them once or twice, maybe.
I think the more important part is that we dressed like farmers. Like, we were like, okay, let's dress like farmers. Like, not ironically or anything.
And it had nothing
like,
to do with
I
the show.
Unfortunately didn't have overalls, but Sarah did.
I wore overalls.
I was jealous.
Yeah. And I wore one long braid in my hair.
I think I wore like one long braid too.
It was my sister was in town. It was just like, what? Yeah. Why are you guys wearing that? And we were like, we don't know, but we're just going to for the show.
Like, this is improv.
Yeah, we did half sketch and half improv.
Yeah.
So just like a student showcase show or something?
Yeah. Like, we just rented a little space and invited our friends.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's pretty cool.
So, and then you were like, we need to take this to Chicago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when did you guys lose the farmer gear?
I don't know. We should just
I'm
keep
always
performing
like, always want to do farmers. Like, yeah. Now we wear a lot of all black. We're more like mm-hmm. mimes, but.
Yeah.
We should probably bring back.
Do you do a lot of mime work?
No.
No. I think the point of our wardrobe is to be as not involved with the show as
right.
possible.
Make them think.
Right.
Make them wonder.
Yeah.
If you left that show and you couldn't connect the two, that's on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand.
You get us.
Hey, Pat Rourke also went to U of M.
Yeah.
Did you guys do Comco with him? Comco.
He was in Comco.
Cool.
Oh, the good one?
Mm-hmm. No,
the
well,
oldest
the
and
oldest
best.
And best. We were the newest and worst.
I don't have any questions or anything.
He's just looking at Micah, checking in, thinking about how he never writes letters to anybody.
I've written a couple handwritten notes lately.
Notes are different than letters.
To who?
Yeah, they're really much nicer.
Like, notes don't like, touch my
Yeah, don't
food.
Touch my shit.
No.
Please clean up.
Our Herald... Mike Johnson gave our Herald team the assignment of writing a note to somebody that we appreciated.
Oh, that's
It was
nice.
Really sweet. Everyone
like, on the team or just
anyone? You know, just anyone.
Who did you do?
I wrote mine to Joran.
Oh.
He's one of my favorite people to watch.
Cool.
Did you get a note?
No, I didn't get a note.
Don't that's be not upset the, about that.
That wasn't the assignment.
I think.
But maybe, I don't
Are
know.
You, like, are you a little upset?
A myth?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I meant, you guys didn't write me
anything. Why do you have a single tear falling down your face right now?
Why are you breaking out in hives?
Oh, God, why are you throwing
are you?
Listeners at home, that's not happening.
They don't know that.
They don't know. They can't see.
So, you guys are going down to North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival pretty soon.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. Ow! That's right.
Woo, Mama Dips.
We're going to go to Mama Dips.
What's that?
It's a restaurant.
You guys used to go down in college, right?
Yeah, we went with Wits End.
This is going to be my first time. I'm excited.
It's fun.
It's super fun.
Chapel Hill is like okay Ann Arbor.
I've heard great things about Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you guys stay when you go to these festivals?
We used to stay at the Best Western. Where are we staying this time?
The place that they told
us. Oh, really?
To.
We're not because they ran out of room.
How do you get to places? Do you rent a car?
In the past, we've driven down there. We've had our cars there, but this time we're flying and we're renting a car.
And our seats there are 11A and 11B.
On the airplane. We picked them.
Nice.
Awesome.
I get the window seat.
Aisle.
Is that what you wanted?
Like
Dara seems
aisle.
Upset. Is that...
Honestly, I get, honestly...
Yeah.
I get, anxious about, like, the whole... A few things. Like, going to the bathroom.
Yep.
Like... But I guess if it was just with you, I'd be fine.
Yeah, you could say excuse
I hate having
me.
To
But
ask
also
strangers.
Just like getting my trash to the flight attendants.
Right.
Why on airplanes are we producing so much garbage.
Because they give you so much stuff.
But also,
yeah, I guess that's true.
I don't know how people drink their drinks so quickly on an airplane. No. Like, well, they come by, immediately. It's like, I'm not.
Because they give you a shot glass.
Right, yeah. Right.
Actually, the ice glass on airplanes and the cups, like the combo, is just like one of my favorite
things. I love those ice. They're circles.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your do you guys have flight beverages that you don't normally drink?
Yes.
What is it?
Ginger ale.
I usually get tomato juice.
Me too. I get tomato juice.
Everyone gets tomato juice.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Ugh. I'm so excited for our flight.
Micah does not like tomato juice.
Diet Coke.
Ew.
No, Coke.
Regular Coke? He's a growing boy.
You said that like that was such a far thing.
Let me teach you a little trick, though.
What?
If you ask for a can of Coke and just instead of just a Coke.
No, then it's too much.
Then they give you... They pour it in there with the ice for you, and then they give you the rest of the can.
Sometimes I think it's too much.
Yeah, when you ask for a can of Coke.
No, sometimes it's just like hit or miss, I guess.
Yeah.
Nope, I know the trick, and I just gave it to everyone.
I like being surprised.
One time I was on a flight, and I asked for a little thing of vodka to go in my tomato juice.
Cool.
And the flight attendant must have known that I was either stressed out or like not having the best day, so he gave me two of those. He's like, here, take two of those little Sky bottles. And I thought that was so funny because, like, if I was a flight attendant, I would just give those things away all the time.
I know, because people love you when you do.
Yeah, like it makes the flying so much better.
That is the way we should all be doing customer service. You guys, I have to tell you, I went to DSW because these shoes of mine broke, and they were like, pick out new shoes, no problem. And then those shoes broke again. So I took them back, and they were like, pick out different shoes. No problem.
It's easier on everybody. Just do it. Okay.
This is now my new take on customer service when I work in the box office. It's just, okay, so there's a snowstorm in Chicago this week, and people
freak out.
People freak out, and I wish they would know that, like, if you call us and tell us you're not coming to the show, it's okay. We'll figure it out. But this guy called us this week, and it was like he had rehearsed the speech. He was like, I have two tickets for the 8 o'clock show tonight. I live in the suburbs, and I will not be asked to put my life and the life of my wife in danger to go see a show. And I was like, that's fine. That's okay.
Okay. We're
do you read?
I'm not finished.
Yeah. He was like, wait. There's three more paragraphs.
I want to talk about this Republican debate.
Oh, yeah. I was like, sure. Give me your name. I'll give you your money back. That's fine. It's okay.
It's okay,
sir. We don't need to be aggressive off the bat.
Yeah. I just realized because I have one of these moments later on today that I got to do because I booked the hotel for my improv team in North Carolina, and I realized yesterday that I booked it for the wrong weekend.
Oh, no.
Micah.
So I got to, like, call and change it, and I'm kind of, like, stressing out whether, like, they're going to give me a hard time about it.
You know what? They'll probably be so much nicer than you think they will.
I hope so.
I know.
They're usually really accommodating.
Yeah.
I know. For some reason.
Come at it.
Just got a feeling these fucks are going to...
Micah, you're breaking out in hives.
They're going to fuck
me
over.
Are you crying?
It's not happening.
Don't throw up. I feel the same spot.
You know, if you know you made that mistake, go at it, apologetic. And I also love giving I work in customer service too, so I really appreciate this. Mm-hmm. I like having that bond. I'd also prefer to not work in customer service.
Right.
If I was working in customer service and somebody said to me, I would roll my eyes with them.
Yeah, I feel like I would accidentally say, like, are you retarded? Like, by accident to somebody.
If you worked in customer service.
Yeah. Like, I feel like you guys put up with a lot. Yeah.
I lose my patience a lot.
Yeah,
as much as customer service people are rude, sometimes you kind of understand because some people call and just, like,
they're horrible.
Shit on those people.
Yep.
Ask any one of our dozens of friends that works for Groupon customer service.
Sometimes I just want to be like, I come from a family. People love me, and I'm a human.
That's the thing that I've learned. If you talk to them like a coherent person and you level with them, basically you're like, I know where you're coming from. It's a really hard website to work. Here's what I've found. Here's what I found is kind of easy, and just let them know that you get it's stupid and hard. They're like, okay, thank God you're on my side.
Totally.
And then they're easier to deal with.
Exactly.
I hope the people listening to this really take this with them the next time they have an issue with their Groupons, their Living Socials, what have you.
Mm-hmm. Any kind of money for goods or services transaction, really.
Hey, none of us work at Groupon.
Hey.
Weird. Cool.
That's pretty
well,
cool.
I never disclosed the
website. And we're talking about it. It's a website. They email you every day. So the Era is not the only team you guys play together on.
Right.
Oh, that's right. I had forgotten about that.
Talk about your separate identities.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Okay. I don't know.
Because I am aware that you are on other teams together.
Do people confuse you for each other?
Never.
Never.
Do they go, are you one of the Eras?
No.
No.
Oh.
One of us, like, looks way different.
Which one of you looks way different?
One of us looks normal.
We're not going to disclose that either.
If our podcast listeners could see our setup right now, it's a cute little sandwich.
Yeah.
A Jewish sandwich middle and little Aryan breads.
Yep. Are you German, Micah?
No, I'm Dutch.
Dutch.
Yeah.
Are you German,
Dutch.
Sarah?
I'm 50% German and the rest is Irish, English, and Scottish.
Chill. What are you, Joe?
Like Eastern European, Ashkenazi Jew.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. But what? Like what?
I think my grandma's from Hungary and on my mom's side, they're all from, I think, Poland and Russia.
Yeah.
One of those shtetl situations where, like, who knows where they were from, but they escaped pogroms and came to America.
My mom knows the shtetl that my great-grandparents were from, but I forgot it.
Know.
There's, like, this really interesting book.
Yeah,
shtetl's
like
a little town.
Okay.
Like
so
Poland.
A town.
Is your boyfriend Jewish?
Yes.
Do you ever wonder if you're related to your boyfriend?
I'm assuming we're all, like, a little related.
These are things I think about.
Well, you mean, like, humans? You mean, like, humans?
Yeah. And Jew faces.
Like, yeah.
He's, his family, his last name's Bohm, so it's, like, Bohemia. So we're not from that same area.
Like B-A-U-M?
B-O-E-H-M.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Sometimes when, like, Jewish couples get married, they require, like, I don't know who requires it, that they have testing to make sure their kids won't have Tay-Sachs disease.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, weird.
Because it's such a small community. Mm-hmm.
That's super interesting. I didn't know that
I think you have to, there's a lot of tests.
Genetic testing.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
There's some, like, scary genetic diseases.
For sure. What's wrong, Micah?
Nothing. Nothing. Just checking the levels.
How are they?
The levels are, I don't know. Gorson would know when he's listening to it right now, and that's about it.
Our producer, Justin Gorson, said he was going to be here
and
today.
He didn't show up today, so.
Oh, no. He had to do something with his wife.
Ooh, he's married.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Are they Jewish? Did they get those tests?
I don't know. You guys, I've never met him. I don't
really
know.
Joe thinks he doesn't
Facebook
exist.
I think he's just Micah, and Micah made a Facebook page.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How many people do you think have actually done that or have multiple Facebook identities?
Some.
Yeah, those people that, like, have you seen, what's that movie?
Catfish?
Yes, yes.
I haven't seen it, but I heard the story.
My little brother, his high school friend just found out that some girl that they went to high school with had made a Facebook page in his name with, like, a bunch of his pictures.
Oh, my gosh.
And had been, like, maintaining a long-distance relationship with a girl with his Facebook identity.
Oh, my God.
No.
Did he do
that?
I don't know. What can you do? I think maybe she's,
like,
getting
a cease
in trouble.
And desist or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's got to be. Because isn't there some option where it's like someone's using my name on Facebook or something?
Yeah, there is that.
I feel like celebrities must have that problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your brother, Matt Sterenberg?
Mm-hmm.
I met him at Sketchfest.
Yeah, my brother's at Sketchfest this weekend.
Cool.
Man, he was.
The
cool.
Don't We Boys, they were really great if anyone saw them.
Oh, right. They're in Grand Rapids or something?
Mm-hmm. And they're in town this weekend. They're in San Francisco this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Yikes.
I got a text.
For
he was rubbing elbows
there?
With.
Yeah, I think there's a Sketchfest.
Isn't
in
that,
San
like,
Fran.
Impossible to get
some
into?
Fun people. What? I think so, yeah. They have a really good pilot and stuff, and they got in.
Wow.
So he was rubbing elbows with Mike Lee and Black and.
Cool.
John Hodgman and people.
Oh, cool.
Paul F. Tompkins and stuff, so.
I love Paul F. Tompkins. Your brother and you share quite a few characteristics. When he was talking, I was like, I might as
he's
well just be
Dutch.
Spending time with Micah.
Ugh.
Like a redheaded Micah.
He's taller.
Oh, he has red hair.
And he's red hair. He's like 6'2 or something.
Bright red hair. He offered me a Tic Tac.
Aw.
He's real kind.
An orange Tic Tac?
Wait, you guys, the Era. What else do you do besides the Era?
Yeah, what are you guys doing
we
when
play
you're
on
not
Fiction for the Poor together at I.O.
Good team. Mm-hmm.
Thank
Go Blue.
You. Go Blue.
Who's your coach?
Rainer.
Pat Rainer.
Pat Rainer.
Of Sears Tower fame.
For sure.
Yeah. Sears Tower.
And then you
and
guys.
And what are you guys doing when you're not performing together?
G-chatting each other.
Where are you guys performing? You guys are on different playground teams, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm on
ones that were made at the same time?
No.
No.
Dara and I are on sister playground teams because we met at auditions.
Yeah.
You were really nice.
You're really
nice. I remember saying to Sash, like, Joe is awesome.
because Joe and I were in a
met her and I was like, together.
Yeah, like I think it was like one of my first shows I've ever done. You're in Red Denim Mustached.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's how I knew you, and you were so friendly.
Thanks.
Again, and I'm always surprised when people recognize me. I was like, me?
Well, I had watched a lot of Sarah's videos, so that's how I knew you. Your face.
Right on.
The one that didn't look like Sarah.
Yeah. The one who looks different. Oops.
Yeah.
Wait, so which team are you on?
The GER.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Alex Honneth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of great our team. Good of friends great.
That team
there.
Is so funny. Mm-hmm. We both had shows on Thursday night. I'm on Blanket Jackson, and the GER played, and they're so funny. You guys are so good.
Thank you. You guys are really funny, too.
Thanks.
It took me forever to get Blanket Jackson. Like, somebody was like, yeah, like Michael Jackson's, and I knew that Michael Jackson's kid was named Blanket. And it took me
that until just now.
Yeah. I had the same thing where I was like, oh, Blanket Jackson.
Oh yeah, it's kind of good that it doesn't ring a bell.
I thought it was a playoff of Action Jackson.
Blanket Jackson.
It could be a bar. It's whatever you want it to be.
I think he's cool. I don't know.
He's kind of old
His
now.
His kids are like, no, I'm not going to say it.
Oh, like controversial statements.
No, I don't know.
Are you going to like say something controversial about Michael Jackson?
Is it about Paris or Prince? Is it about Blanket?
I don't know. I just saw like a picture and I was like, oh, they're like looking okay.
Oh,
they're doing.
Were you
right.
expecting them to look a little creepy?
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, I understand.
I would have preferred if you.
But they probably
didn't
have. They probably didn't get plastic surgery, like he did.
Right, but there's something to be said about a kid whose dad is Michael Jackson. Like you just expect them to look like they've been raised by Michael Jackson, you know?
And they're like well adjusted and does it make you think like, oh, maybe everything was okay.
Right.
But probably not.
Who knows? I mean, come on.
They were raised in
Yeah.
I mean, let's get real.
They were raised in a place called Neverland.
Yeah.
The documentary about Michael Jackson was pretty cool. Or the tour. Yeah. This Is It.
This Is It.
That was really a neat film. Mm-hmm.
It's most like literal name him.
This Is It. Michael Jackson is it. This is it. Do you guys have Oscar predictions? Have you seen any? I like having predictions without seeing the movies. I like going on hunch.
I can do that. I haven't seen any of the films. I'm horrible.
I don't even know who got nominated.
I don't even know if
I don't think they're out.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I've like been telling you this. I don't know if it's nominated, but I'm just obsessed with Melancholia and Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, I didn't see it. Is that on demand, isn't it?
Yeah.
I heard it's really, like, yeah, you told me.
It's really cool. Good.
I think Kate Winslet just won a Golden Globe, and I really like her a lot. So I hope she wins an Oscar if she gets nominated.
Hasn't she won like a hundo?
No, she has only won one Oscar.
Really?
Only one Oscar.
Yeah.
Only one.
I'd like that curse someday.
Good one, Micah.
Micah.
Sorry. I don't have any Oscar predictions. Sorry.
What would you want to win an Oscar for? Best makeup?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Special effects.
No.
Supporting score.
Not the actual score. Supporting score.
Best original screenplay.
Oh, that's admirable cute. One. Oh, he looked a little smirk on his face.
Or actor.
Oh, what a terror.
I feel like best supporting actor would be
that'd be
really
so awesome.
Legit.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. That'd be
that's,
such awesome.
That's a good one for an improviser too.
Because those are always awesome like roles.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like character actor shit that like any of us could possibly
You get it
get.
For playing ugly.
Yeah.
You get it for
quirky. Interesting. Being the
Unibrow.
Catalyst for the event that transpires for the lead actor or actress.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you guys, I don't watch that show, The New Girl, but I can tell I don't like it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Sarah hates her, don't you?
I don't hate her. I just actually have a rant on our blog about her where I compare her, where she always thinks she does something really quirky, and I'm like, no, because you do the same thing every time, so it's not quirky anymore. Do what Kate Winslet does.
Do something
daring
different.
And bold.
You're like obsessed with
I Kate love Kate Winslet. I think she's so wonderful.
For sure.
She's beautiful.
Kind of over the doe-eyed thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the Zooey Deschanel thing.
Yeah.
Are you all over her tip?
Yeah, I don't really like have a strong opinion about her either way, but I can tell that show probably sucks.
Yeah.
Just from the commercial.
My favorite show is Dance Moms.
People are always like,
oh, Dance Moms is good.
People are always like, how can you tell the show sucks from the commercial? And it's just like, well, if that's the joke they show you
to get
like
you
to watch it,
then the other joke's got to be bad.
Yeah.
I just have
I'm hiding the gems.
I just don't like seeing quirk on, like, an overly cute girl.
Right.
Like, I'd like to see an overly cute girl cry, and I want to see bad things happen to her, and I want quirky, fun stuff to happen to a normal-looking girl.
I just
want to
say, for the record, Zoe, do your thing, girl.
Oh, my God, Micah. She's not listening. You don't have to do right by her on this podcast.
She might listen. She might listen to, like,
something
some random-ass off-brand blog.
Yeah.
I really
she's like Googling, like, I wish there was another podcast I could listen to. Yeah.
Wait, Dara just called us an off-brand blog.
I work for an internet.
Dara works for our website, anotherpodcastpodcast.com.
Have you guys seen Bridesmaids?
I just saw it.
I just saw it, too.
I really loved it. But there, I loved the scene in the car where the really pretty girl, I forget their names, Kristen Wiig's, like,
Rose Byrne, right?
Where they're in the car and she's crying, and Kristen Wiig is like, "Huh, I've never seen you look ugly before." And the girl's like, "I'm not ugly." I thought that was such a funny moment, and it was like the cute girl looking ugly because she was crying.
That was good stuff. I like that. The first scene in Bridesmaids where Maya Rudolph and Kristen Wiig are talking. I think they said that was like improv where they're like talking about a blowjob or something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was like, yeah, that's what a lady friendship is like. That's the first time I've seen that in a movie.
Yeah.
That's great.
Whoa. You guys talk about stuff?
We talk about real stuff, okay?
We don't always talk about men.
Yeah.
Okay.
Micah, what do you talk about with your boyfriends?
I don't know. Nothing really.
I will say, I came here the other night, and Micah's four roommates were sitting down to have an actual dinner that someone had cooked. And they were sitting around the table serving it to each other, and I was like, what?
How adorable. What do you cook?
Bones, who you just met, he's been staying with us, mm-hmm. and he doesn't have a job right now, so he makes us dinner every night.
Oh my God.
Joe looked so impressed with that.
And
like a full
he made like three
dinner.
Hot things.
Yeah.
Oh my God, wait.
You know, it's like, there's always like a main course.
Is he
course.
Good or is it just
yeah,
hot?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
Bones.
Hot and good.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Yeah.
Just like in general?
Yeah.
I went to Smoke Barbecue for my birthday a couple weeks ago, and it was so good.
Like ribs?
I like brisket or pulled pork or
you
something.
You like brisket?
Yeah.
Nice.
My parents like... would go there every week,
mm-hmm.
and the guy, like the owner,
yeah.
like they were like would talk, and they thought they were best friends. But then he like blew them off, and like we have not been back, and like their feelings are hurt.
How did he blow them off?
He just like pretended he didn't know them, and like my dad was like, okay.
He remembers us. He's gotta.
My dad was like, I just felt a little awkward. Like I put a lot out there.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh, God,
I miss that barbecue.
So sad.
Yeah, and like ever since like we've been just going like barbecue hunting.
There's like, no place as good. Not as good as Smoke.
No.
There's a place by Second City that people like, what is that? Twin Anchors.
Really?
Never been there.
People like that place
never
for
been
barbecue.
There. I'm gonna have to check that out.
Some place like really north.
When we're in North Carolina in a few weeks, we're gonna have to get some barbecue.
Cool. Oh yeah.
Mama Dips.
Did any of you guys do the SNL auditions?
I auditioned to audition.
How was that experience?
Horrible.
That's what everyone says. It was horrible.
I'm proud of her for doing it, though.
Yeah, that's
I went, like, crazy, though.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not go crazy for that? That's fine.
I just, like, felt... I don't know. It was just... I thought I was so prepared, mm-hmm. and then I did it, and it just, like, didn't go well. And then...
Are you sitting in a room with just other people auditioning?
Yeah. And
so
Sharna and her
really
dogs.
In a room or the theater?
Well, it was at the Annex. And at the beginning of the audition, everyone was laughing. There was good energy and whatever. And then, like, as it whittled down and people left and the groups changed a little bit, like, there was just a weird energy. And that's, like, right when I went. Plus,
everyone's
like,
focused on, like, their bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just, like, you're tired from being there. And
mm-hmm.
so nerves, I blame... everything on the timing. I just think the timing was like made me feel more embarrassed than I needed to feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be like the most vulnerable feeling ever.
Yeah, but you have to like get over it.
For sure.
Me.
I was thinking about like I went to watch the Annoyance auditions, the SNL auditions mm-hmm. that the Annoyance had, and like everyone was so good, but mm-hmm. then like afterwards, when I was like talking about it with my boyfriend, we were like, oh, this one wasn't as strong. And it's like, but that's relative to the fact that it's an SNL audition.
Right.
So like, all in all, right. that was a regular show. That was an amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
And then those people from SNL like barely laugh. They're watching and like,
do you think they do that on purpose? Like they're like, okay guys, don't
crack. You can't help it.
I don't know. Yeah. It's so weird. The people also that came from SNL, I didn't recognize one of them. None
oh,
of them.
Wow.
Yeah. They seemed really young. Really, really young.
I feel like, I bet they're like people who like comedy, and so they kind of hate the people who are on stage mm-hmm. doing it, maybe. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense?
Plus, yeah. it's like you got to watch so many people all the time. It's
yeah.
like, you can't laugh anymore.
But
you
I just would like to think that like you never funny. Lose your like your love for laughing. Like if you're
well,
in the
yeah.
business of
yeah.
comedy.
I think though it just kind of becomes your
it's going to happen to all of us.
Like that's
I hate
so
to break it to you guys.
Job to just
if you're
scout
lucky
better. Like, they're not in the mindset to have a good time.
Yeah,
they're
I guess
scouting.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess it maybe it's like, you know, a switch on and off.
Right.
I so wish I John stuff. Hartman was in that.
He was so
was,
good.
I'm sure he was
His
amazing.
Shit's so good.
Oh, he was so good.
You did the one with the annoyance?
Yeah.
Oh, but that's awesome.
It's like, yeah, it's so weird to be, like, sitting at that. Even, like, Dara, you auditioned to audition for Saturday Night Live. That's incredibly
yeah.
close to this thing that seems very unattainable for a lot of people.
Good work. I'm sure you had a good five.
I'm sure it was.
I had like a 2.5.
And the dogs were there?
Well, the dogs started moving during someone's audition, and then I started like freaking out.
Oh, no.
I don't know. It's just like a weird situation to
weird.
Have someone
it's
else's dog.
Weird.
Like, okay, calm it.
What if you have a dog allergy? What about
I do.
That? Oh, no. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, indeed. Have you guys ever talked about, like, your commitment to doing two-person stuff with just each other? Have you had to have that, like, are you allowed to branch out and do two-person stuff with other people?
We've never really talked about it. There was one night where we had a two-person show scheduled, and you couldn't be there, so I had Adam Schreck play with me. And he's, I think he's, like, the unofficial sit-in for the era.
Oh, he's a nice guy.
He just sat in that one time, but I think there was another potential time when he may have had to. Or he was going to have to and didn't have to. I don't really remember. But, yeah, we never...
I think it's, like, too much work to, like, do it with someone else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's hard to commit
so
to it.
So you don't
want to
do a two-person
always,
show?
Like,
I would do one. Do you want to do one, Micah?
Yeah.
Does that make
Excuse
you uncomfortable?
Me?
Yeah, see? That makes Sarah uncomfortable. I know.
Well, Micah, when are you free?
You do
Joe, when are you... What are you doing there?
I have nothing but free time, actually.
Well, I'm not really free
I just quit
time.
This podcast and it freed up a ton of time.
Whoa. Hey, Dara, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah. You can't just replace Jewish girls.
I got the equipment.
Not the same. Yeah, it's true. It's all Micah's stuff.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Do you guys have any pre-show rituals?
Yes.
Hmm. It's funny you ask.
We like to do stuff that, like, shouldn't be done with two people.
You guys
yeah,
do zip,
yeah,
zap,
yeah.
zap.
We do zip,
yep.
zap, zap. We do a pattern game. And we do, like, where we have to say, like, the number at the same time and clap. So we're like... One.
One. Like, we just do group work as two people.
Do you guys currently have a... Oh, so you've John directed your Sketchfest show. Mm-hmm. Is that the only help you ever have?
Yeah, I think so. We did a workshop... We do, like, workshops, I feel like, with people.
That's cool.
Occasionally.
Any really inspirational workshops?
We did a really fun one with Craig Euler in December or November. That was just great because he just like had us do stuff we'd never done before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the best part of that is just seeing something from Dara that I've never seen her do before.
Oh, cool.
We did something in that was like we both were just like two blind people.
Yeah.
And we both had our eyes closed.
We did a scene with blind people.
Talking about an improv scene is so stupid.
It's really hard. It's almost as bad as watching it online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty painful.
Yeah.
It's a live medium.
It's a had to be there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. But
yep.
Craig Euler is good stuff.
Yeah.
Who are your comedy heroes?
In Chicago?
How about an all-time and then a local?
Sand.
Yeah, Sand is pretty amazing.
Sand's the best.
You have, like, any...
Former guests.
...reason for that? They've been on this show.
Well, I'm dating one of them.
What? Breaking news!
We
knew.
But...
have even a podcast before now, though. Scott Nelson and I started dating.
That was good. That's a good drop.
We had seen them, or I saw them do a show at Studio 44, and told Dara about their form afterwards because I thought it was such a good show. They're really talented improvisers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good at it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also really like Kellen Alexander.
Oh, Kellen, yeah. Killed that SNL audition.
Oh, good.
Oh, he was Thank so God. Good.
He is one of my favorite people to watch because mm-hmm. he just, there's no hesitation and he completely embodies whatever he's doing. It's so cool to watch. I really like him as a man.
For sure. And an all-time favorite?
I don't know. I don't know. It's so hard.
Yeah,
I think
is hard.
Steve Carell on The Office. The Office in its heyday is one of the best shows, in my opinion. I love it so much. And Steve Carell on that show is phenomenal. He's so good. And he's so awkward, but he's so endearing. And you hate him and you love him at the same time.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought you guys were going to forget to ask me.
No, we don't forget.
Seasoned professional interviewers.
At least our 10th show.
Or 11th.
More? I don't know, maybe.
We love Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We were in a live staged performance of Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who'd you guys play?
I was Lindsay.
I was Lucille after like 20 people dropped out and they like needed somebody.
Oh, you'd be fantastic, Lucille.
Oh, for sure.
But it was chill.
Who's
someone locally that you're liking lately?
Sarah Fineout. I'm like obsessed with her lately.
Sarah Fineout.
She's great.
What was your first Chicago show, the Era show? Do you remember it?
I think the Playground, like Claudia and William and
Martinez. Oh, yeah, William and Martinez.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
The Playground
and then Claymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Independent mm-hmm. teams like really have a lot of luck at the Playground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
A lot of good places to get slots.
For sure.
If you want to throw down the 20 bones, you can open for whatever it costs to open for Williams and Martinez.
Yeah, right. We did not like realize that
later.
But I don't know.
You bring enough people.
What?
Unless you bring enough people to get your money back.
That's pretty wild.
Cool.
Huh. Yeah.
You guys got any things coming up for the Era or
we're
otherwise?
We're also in, speaking of the Playground, we're in a show called Taking It to the Beat.
Oh, yeah. Every Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturdays at 10.
For now until...
You guys keep getting extended, too, don't you?
Yeah, we started in October, right?
Yeah.
And it's just Saturdays right now until whenever?
I think like technically February. It's through February right now.
And then maybe it'll get extended.
Yeah.
Cool.
Here's hope.
Saturday's at 10 now?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it 8 before?
Yep, it was at 8 before. We're at 10 now.
Cool.
One last thing that we like to do with all of our guests is mm-hmm. Positive reinforcements.
Oh, cool.
Sarah, what do you love most about playing with Dara? We're going to ask you the same question.
I know. I can't be grossed out. So badly right now.
Okay. What do I like most about playing with Dara? Dara has a knack for... What I like best about it is we're always on the same page, but she always says things I don't expect. And I think that's a really hard balance to strike. Like, I spend more of my time with you than... We G-chat all day, and we see each other almost every night. But you'll still say things that I am completely surprised by. And that's a joy.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I've said this before, but Sash is like sipping tea that's like spiked. Like that's kind of her improv style. So like you think it's going straight, but then she just like throws a weird curveball and I love it. And yeah,
I'm honored.
She's great. And I think if we were lesbians, we'd work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not.
Why do you look upset, you creep?
Because he doesn't have a penis.
I'm happy that you guys worked out your initial friendship problems.
It wasn't a problem. Yeah. It just like wasn't a friendship.
Right. It was. Mm-hmm. It was like a coworker
rivalry
relationship.
Bitter rivalry.
Yeah. Like we dueled a lot.
Mm-hmm. Where else can we see you guys performing?
We have two shows at Quenchers coming up in February.
Mm-hmm.
Monday the 6th and Monday the 20th. And other than that, we
Fiction for the Poor at I.O.
Fiction for the Poor at I.O.
Blanket Jackson.
Blanket Jackson, The Gurr.
The Gurr, Taken to the Beats. Mm-hmm. Come see Dara and I in Out of Character.
Oh, yeah.
Fridays at the Playground.
That's a great show. And then our videos online.
You guys have a Facebook page?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got
Search
Facebook.
The Era.
We got
Is it
YouTube.
Facebook?
We got a blog.
.com/TheEraImprov?
I think it's The Comedy of Eras.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want my personal one, it's KDara5.
My personal one is Sashley.
How many A's was that?
There's two. In the
I never know your email address. I always have to look it up because there's like a lot
it's
of
two
Y's,
vowels. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's two Y's because S.Ashley was already taken. Idiot.
I'm the only Micah Sternberg on Gmail and Facebook.
Why are
I
you
hate
breaking
my email
out?
Address.
Cool, Micah. Yeah, what do you want? You want people to personally write you?
Those socks
no.
look
what
real
was that?
Nice.
They're comfortable, yeah. What?
Nothing.
I'm just saying I'm the only Micah Sternberg on Facebook.
Cool.
Are you really?
I think so.
Well, other Micahs who like have better privacy things might have blocked you.
Yeah, that's
true. I don't think so.
Dude.
If I was Mike,
you know what,
if there was
fine,
another
mother
Micah Sternberg, he would definitely want to meet me.
You've been searching your own name on Facebook? Is that how you knew that?
Oh,
Google myself every day.
Everyone's
I know. I do it all the time. I do it for Joe,
name.
For Joanna.
I haven't Googled my name in a while. Like, a week.
I just, sometimes I Google myself to see what, like, if my boss would Google me, what he would see.
Yeah. That's a big one. At that website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one website.
And if you work at a website, he probably knows how to Google. Wait, is that the website you work at?
Is it Google?
No, I would never get
Google.
How you got there.
Larry Page spoke at our graduation.
Go Blue.
Go Blue.
Cool.
Thanks for having us, you guys.
Well, thanks for coming on, you guys.
Thanks for having us. This
so
was
fun.
I really appreciate it.
Great water.
Thank you.
Coffee.
Couch.
Thank you.
Yeah, people like it upstairs.
Yeah, they like it here.
I'd like to do the next one that we have planned to do. Mm-hmm. In
the canyon downstairs.
Okay, we can do that. We can do
next
it.
Next time you guys
cave.
Come, we won't have four dudes sleeping downstairs while watching sports.
Yep. You're
not even
they
watching.
Can still
it's
be
just
there.
On.
They can still be there.
Yeah, they wouldn't notice. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks
for coming on, you guys.
Folks, go check out The Era.
Go check out The Era. What do you got going on, Joe?
Oh, I got my IO team. We're called Sports Team. My Playground team, which is called The Lady Screams. Feldmanowski, myself, and Mike Maranowski are working on a sketch show. And I just finished Sketchfest. And, I started playing with Baby Wants Candy. So I have my first home show with Baby Wants Candy on Friday, January 27th. And this hopefully won't be up by then because, well, you can come and watch me have a panic attack on stage. It's exciting.
I'm going to come to that.
I
want to
come.
Micah, what do you have going on?
Meridian at IO, Counterproductive Lover at CIC, Schnauzer and Out of Character at the Playground, and DMNK is doing some stuff all over the place. And that's about it right now. Oh, I heard a rumor that CIC auditions might be coming soon.
Cool.
Oh, I would highly recommend it to you guys to do it and anyone listening. It's a really, really fun place to perform.
I do like
it. It's a really, really great community over there. People are great.
Cool.
So if you see those auditions, do them for sure.
Cool.
Another podcast, podcast.com. Another podcast, podcast@gmail.com. Download the Stitcher Smart Radio app, and you can stream podcasts live on your smartphone without downloading or syncing. What else?
What a neat feature.
Thank you. To
Give us
audience.
A rating or a rating or a feedback on iTunes
Something.
If you can.
Something.
We're on iTunes, I think.
Thank you to our producer, Justin Gorson, who does not really exist.
Thanks, Justin.
You just looked at your reflection.
Because it is Micah. Micah is Justin.
No.
So creepy. Well, that's been Justin Gorse. I'm Joe Feldman.
I'm Micah Sternberg.
Thanks for listening to another podcast.
Bye.
Hello, another podcast listeners. This is the editor, Justin, speaking. And this part of the podcast we had to edit and put at the end because it's rather graphic in nature and might be disturbing to some listeners. So for those of you that are sensitive, turn it off. And for those of you that want to enjoy a disgusting story with The Era, go ahead and keep listening. But thanks again for listening to another podcast.
Did you guys hear about what happened at Sketchubator?
No.
No.
Sketchfest? Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I heard about it.
What?
Should I tell
what?
It on the air? It's pretty gross.
It's really gross.
It's really
Does it involve
gross.
A dick?
It's that team fucked. Have you heard F-U-C-T? Oh, have you heard about them?
They have this thing at Sketchubator. It's called Sketchubator. It's at Sketchfest. After all the shows, all the teams perform for each other, like 5 minutes of their own stuff.
Experimental stuff, supposedly.
And these two people came out on stage, and they put a tarp down.
Oh, no. That's always
the girl's
song.
Wearing a dress, so you know it's whatever's happening is the girl. And the guy was like, oh, I'm so happy we're having a picnic. And the girl's like, yeah, your food's almost ready. And then she proceeded to spread her legs and, like, just went full twat to the audience and then pulled out a hot dog that was in a condom with a string attached to it out of her vagina.
What?
And then she put it. And then she was like, oh, it's not done yet, and put it back in. Everyone was screaming. A girl ran out looking like she was about to vomit from the theater. She put it back in, took it back out, cut open the condom, took the hot dog out, put it on a bun, put mustard on it, ate half of it.
Oh, my God.
Gave it to the other guy who ate another half of it. It was horrible. And then,
do you know if it was a kosher hot dog?
Unclear. Didn't look like it.
It was like Oscar
Mayer. Why? Oh,
no. Wait, was it cooked before, or did like she seriously eat it after it? Like
hot dogs, I think, are fully cooked.
Yeah.
I think it was fully cooked. But then a third guy came out on stage and was like, what are you guys doing? What is this? You can't eat that hot dog without having mints afterwards. And then he pulled out his penis, pulled back his foreskin.
Oh, my God.
What?
And two Tic Tacs came out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And they ate the Tic Tacs.
They ate those Tic Tacs.
I didn't see it either. You didn't see it, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah. I was sitting there with Eric, and we were screaming our faces off. Guys, it was, I think, the first time I seen foreskin, and it was something else.
Oh, I've never seen it?
No, I've never seen it in action like that. No, sir. A nice Jewish girl.
Why did that have to happen?
I don't know.
Was it funny?
It was written, like, really well.
Yeah, that's the thing, though.
But, like, the outline was really nice.
It was a metaphor for, like, our current economic state, and like, I guess it's okay. Yep. And like
satire.
Yes, it resonates, but was it worth it? No. I mean everyone was screaming.
Ugh.
Screaming.
Gross. That's not,
I'm just kind of speechless about
it,
that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it bummed me out.
Who are we to say is art?
Yeah. Actually,
that's
yeah.
That's a question though. That is a question.
Sometimes it I feel is, that too. Like, Sketchfest. Yeah, maybe I don't get it.
Like, it's not, like, performance art.
This isn't the Museum of Contemporary Art.
Yeah, this isn't the fucking MoMA.
All right.
That's gross.
That's what you guys missed at Sketchubator.
Oh, bummer.
So nothing. You didn't miss anything.
Bummer.
I, like, respect that, though.
You mean you respect the gall that it takes to get up there and
do that? My grandma was at our show. Like, right. I just can't even imagine.
Well, this is for other performers.
Yeah.
I know, but like...
But their shows are still really weird, I hear.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
That's like what they do.
Well, the thing is, people are talking about it. Like,
that's so true.
You know, like, they're getting discussion going, but it's still... That's not... I just don't find that funny. Like, what's the punchline?
Yeah.
Dick. You had to watch it.
Maybe that. Hey,
the joke was
maybe
that we sat through it.
Maybe that's it.
What will people watch? Anything.
I wonder if her vag is okay.
It was in a condom.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She sliced it open, though. Oh my God, it was so gross. I feel like that was the most disgusting.
I feel thing. Like her vag isn't okay. Well, but it was like that before they did the thing.
I mean, they had to have rehearsed it.
I mean, if I got cast in that part, I'd be like, yes, because
you think it wasn't her idea. She was just like, oh, hot dog girl.
Yes.
The
question is, what if you got cast as the Tic Tac guy?
Yeah, true.
Then what?
That's asking a lot.
Yeah.
She like walked by me too in the lobby.
I wouldn't have been able to do it either.
There was like something scary about that girl. Like, yeah.
Micah, you're breaking out in hives.
Micah, you're crying.
I wouldn't have been able to do that Tic Tac part any more than you guys would have.
Do you have a vagina?
I don't have a penis. I have no penis.
You guys, has anybody read David Sedaris' book Naked?
Yeah.
Did you read the final chapter about when he was at the nudist colony?
I think I did read that. I mean, I read the whole book.
Yeah, you read the whole book. You're not going to stop at the last chapter.
Yeah. Oh, I made
but
it this far.
It was really funny, and I recommend it to everyone, but... In the last chapter, he's at a nudist colony, and there's a guy, he said, walking around with no penis. like had the balls, but there was like a cavity where the dick was supposed to be.
A cavity?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. And he like, it was just a very brief snippet, but he just didn't have a penis.
You know how like Civil War vets would get like an itch in their leg? Do you ever think you get like phantom boners?
Yeah.
You
have to.
Yeah, because it's such a mental thing. And if you still have your balls, like you still have
the urge.
Thank you, Dara. It is a mental thing. there's nothing physically wrong with somebody.
I feel like that would have been on like an AP psych test or something. If a man has no shaft, can he still
get a bone?
Get mentally hard?
I'm sure that's been covered by Dan Savage at some point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
I kind of just want to talk about this for the rest of our time.
I did read a question in Dan Savage today. I don't remember what it was, but the beginning was like, I'm into BDSM and my safe word is safe word. Is that disrespectful to the community? Like, is it not for you?
Wait, what's BD?
It's, I guess...
Bondage.
Like, something in...
Bondage.
Like all BT.
BT. No, BD. Oh, BT. Bondage, torture, sadomasochism. That's...
When something. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have to spell it. I should do it.
My safe word is safe word.
Hey, you don't got to spell it to do it.
I think it would be disrespectful to the community if your safe word was fuck me harder.
Right. This is our dirtiest podcast.
It is.
Sorry, Jason.
Nice. It's their fault.
Yeah.
And she, like, just, like, takes a hot dog out of her badge.
No.
Seen that. Overdone. Cool. Played. We get it.
Been there.